Scientists have known for a while that whales, dolphins, and other marine mammals could be harmed by certain sounds, but they had no idea of sound's effect on the lives of squid. A new study published online by the journal Frontiers in Ecology and the Environment is changing that. The study was prompted by incidents in which the remains of giant squid were found off Spain's Asturias province 10 years ago. Michel André is a marine bioacoustician at Barcelona's Technical University of Catalonia and the lead author of the study. We reached him in Barcelona.
Dr. André, what happened 10 years ago when these squid started showing up on the shores of Spain? What did scientists think was the cause?
Well, the postmortem showed that the lesions that appear were not explaining the death of these animals. So the idea was that maybe they could be related to the presence of some boat vessel, some boat that were conducting some seismic surveys.
I guess one of the problems was is that they didn't believe or that squid did not seem to be susceptible to sound. So is that why that idea was not dismissed, but it didn't seem probable at the time?
Yes. I mean, in the last years, anyone who studied the effect of noise in the oceans was thinking that the candidate to be suffering most of these noise exposure were the animals that are actually making use of the sounds for living. This is the case of the dolphins, of course, and the whales. We know they use sound, the fish too. But in that case, we know that these species, the squids and octopuses, they do not rely on sound for living. So it seems that because they do not need these sounds, they are showing that the effect of noise is worse than with these previous species.
How do you think that the squid are affected by sound?
Well, from these analysis of the of their organs, what we find is that they have these leader organs that act to help them to balance and to orientate into the water. And this was showing this acoustic trauma, very similar to what is shown in birds and in other mammals in land when they are exposed to very intense sound.
So they weren't hearing it per se or feeling it, but these organs, what organs were being affected by the sounds?
Yeah, this is these very sensory cells that are behind their eyes. This is these organs for the balance, and they have these little hair on these cells that perceive the sound. They cannot hear them, but they can perceive the sound, and these were the ones that were affected.
How did you do the study? How did you go about testing or proving your thesis?
Well, we first caught some commercial species, and we kept them in a tank and to check for 3 weeks or 4 weeks how they were adapting to this captivity. And we saw that they were eating properly, they were mating, they were putting eggs, they were swimming. They were truly active over these weeks. So this is when we started to take odor from the wild, and we exposed them to 2 hours of very low frequencies, because we know that these frequencies are commonly found in the oceans, and they are always common when there is any boat around, any shipping, any drilling, any exploration of gas and oil. So all these human activities always produce these low-frequency sounds. Afterwards, we observed these organs and if they were representing any lesion.
So you found that these particular organs that direct balance were the most affected. What happened to them? What was the physical damage done?
At the cell level, so this is not something that you can see by eye. You have to extract these organs and look at these through complex techniques, and you can see the damage in the cells. So you can see that the hair on the sensory cells were damaged. There were also this extrusion of inner cell in the epithelium light, and the apparition with the time of tiny holes in the same cells.
Now, what do you want people to do? What do you want governments, their military forces, I guess even those who are exploring for oil, what do you want them to do with your research?
This finding is not saying that we have to stop all these offshore work and other activities, because this is ridiculous. I mean, we need them. We know that we need the oil, the gas, the Navy. We need to continue. But of course, now that we know that this is truly having some effect on the environment, we must ask at all levels that all the available solutions are taken into account to balance this interest of this human activity with the conservation of the seas.
All right. Well, it's a very interesting study, Dr. André. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Michel André is a marine bioacoustician at Barcelona's Technical University of Catalonia. He is also the lead author of a new study on the effects of sounds from human activities on squid, which has just been published online in the journal Frontiers in Ecology and the Environment. We reached him in Barcelona.